Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and things are still a little raspy this week as I continue the week. As you know, some of you know, I called it earlier in the week a one-third case of laryngitis, just enough to be annoying and make me sound a little different, but not necessarily put me out of commission. As you know, I'm a small business owner like you. I go to work, and I do my job just like you do, even when you're not 100%. Of course, as I've said also, it doesn't hurt. I'm not sick. It's just kind of a voice thing. And so anyway, I went to the doctor yesterday, got a shot. I think she gave me an antihistamine shot. And so now it's still a little hoarse, but it's more consistent. So I don't know what that means. But my story is that it sounds husky now. And you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe even a little sexy. I'll ask Beverly Williams what she thinks. She's here with us. Beverly is our good friend and the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, one of the world's experts on home-based businesses, the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, a national award she was given for her outstanding lifetime effort on behalf of home-based businesses. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back, and what do you think?
Do you really want my opinion?
Come on. You work with me, Bev. Work with me.
Oh, I feel so sorry for your wife.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with my throat? You've always felt that way.
Oh, you sound so sexy.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Very masculine. There you go.
Baby.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's move along. You know, I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of radio, folks. I get no respect. Even among my so-called friends, Beverly, how many points do I get for soldiering on?
Three.
What would you have me do? Call in sick?
No.
You know that ain't happening.
Absolutely not.
Do you call in sick?
Not endangering your health. You keep on going.
You don't call in sick, do you?
Nope. You'd have nobody to call to.
When you're home based or small business, there's nobody to call.
That's right.
Nobody to take your call because if you're sick, you call in sick, right? Well, that presumes there's somebody to answer the phone. Well, most of us turn the lights on and turn the lights off. There's nobody there.
I've been known to be in bed with a horrible cold and with my laptop and still working. So.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
do you think the people that you counsel about home based, do you think that they know that?
No, I don't think so.
Many of them are employees and they're used to calling in sick. Do you have to tell them that?
You know, I don't tell them that part. That's probably something I have never really talk to people about it, and just thinking about it right now, I have done it in class or in workshops where I have talked about what it's like to be a home-based business owner and talked about the fact that I have never had a sick day because if I don't work, I don't get paid. So, yes, I guess to that degree I have, but I haven't really brought it up in the consulting or counseling sessions with people. So maybe that's something I should talk about.
Did we lose her, Bill?
I'm still here. I can still hear you.
Are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. I think we lost you for a second. Or maybe you lost me for a second. Anyway, you were talking about... Go ahead.
I was talking about the fact that probably something that I should talk to my consulting clients about is the fact that... part of the reality is that you don't have anybody else to call in to stick to. Nobody can take your place. If you aren't working, you don't get paid. So
that's right.
You don't take sick days.
Well, I think that'd be a good thing for you to include in your programs from now on.
Probably would be.
Just something to think about. And maybe you start out by saying, okay, how many of you in the last 12 months as an employee called in sick and haven't raised their hand?
Yes.
And yep. And if you didn't get any hands up, you say, okay, how many times in your life have you called in sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen anymore unless you're viral and contagious, and in which case you still keep working.
Right.
You just don't go out among people.
Mm-hmm.
But And you know what, Beverly? I don't know about you, but I never. I mean, as you know, like this week or other weeks, I don't get sick a lot. I'm blessed with good health.
Right.
I just don't get sick very much. But when I am not feeling well, it's not that I feel like I'm being punished because I go to work. I don't want to not go to work.
Right. Right. I think that's part of being your own boss, knowing that perhaps even others depend on you, and that you enjoy what you're doing. You love what you're doing. You have a passion for what you're doing. And that does help you keep moving.
Right.
Keep moving. Yep. And sometimes you'll find that you don't feel really quite as bad as you thought you did. Besides which, you can work in your bathrobe if you're working from home. You don't
right.
have to get dressed. There's a lot of advantages to being home-based. And even though you might think now, if you're not a home-based business owner or a small business owner, you're thinking about it and you think, well, what's the big deal about having to work when you're sick? You will find that you have a totally different attitude once you are the business owner.
And if you have the right technology, you could be sick for a couple of days and your customers might never know it.
That's right.
If you
Absolutely.
Don't tell them, I wouldn't tell anybody. You're not going to get any sympathy from anybody. Why tell them?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I've already found that out today.
Yes, sorry, Jim. Well, I think, you know, it's just like the unemployment check. I think I told the story once before about someone who came to me for counseling about starting his own construction business. And when I asked him how he was going to balance his money out throughout the year when he really only had about 6 months of the year he could work well, he said, well, I just go on unemployment. You know, wake up call. It doesn't work that way.
And it's
the same way when you're sick, although you may decide that you have insurance that will cover your medical stuff, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford that. You don't have sick leave, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Somebody's going to send you a check.
We come back. I think Beverly's got a remodeling story to tell us about, a home-based business remodeling story, right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, still trying to get some love around here. Stay with me.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate with the husky voice, the husky sexy voice. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship. That's almost 10 years old, and where you can get the listen to the archives, subscribe to my free newsletter, check out our blog, read articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff. You want it? You've never seen another site for small business like this one, folks, I promise you. And everything is free. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. And then also AskJim.biz is also a free site, and that's the small business knowledge base where you can go to get small business answers now. And Beverly Williams is a great contributor and has been now for almost 10 years for all of the things we do, and we appreciate her for that. Her book, by the way, folks, that she co-authored with Don Cooper is The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you need this book, Beverly, and I want to thank you for all the things you've done for us. What is one of the first early challenges, Beverly, of any home-based business startup? Or maybe not even a startup. I guess maybe even for startups. And that's, where do I go? Where should I operate from? We all start out on the kitchen table, basically.
Uh-huh.
And just about everybody does. And then when it looks like maybe the thing's going to get some legs, you say, okay, I need to go somewhere. I'm running out of room here. You know, the kids want dinner. You know, I got to get my filing cabinets off the table. So the finding the space and knowing what to do with it and how to arrange it and everything, that's a challenge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is a challenge. And it's why planning is so important, to understand what you're getting into, what your options are, and whether or not they're really feasible financially as well as in every other aspect. I have one client who's been through the massage therapy school, has been working for someone else as a massage therapist, and really wants to move it into her own business from her home, because she doesn't feel that she can afford, and that was the first clue, she couldn't afford to rent space in order to have her massage therapy business somewhere else. But when she started looking at her home, she didn't feel that she had enough space, enough private space, to be able to provide her clients with the sense of security and comfort, privacy that...
And level of professionalism, the appearance of professionalism.
Exactly.
That had to be important.
Very important for massage clients. When she contacted me, she had been working on her business plan and had decided that she needed a fairly large loan in order to add a room to her house and build this massage therapy studio.
Yeah, this is thousands.
This is tens of thousands, you know, like $22,000.
Right.
And my first question was, well, if you can't afford to rent commercial space, how can you afford this?
Right, right.
And she said, well, can't I write it off the business? I said, well, yes, but you can write your rent off the business, too. Do you understand what that means?
And she was thinking she was in the 100% tax bracket, too, wasn't
right,
she?
Right, exactly. Don't we wish we all were?
Yeah.
So and I will give her a lot of credit for opening her eyes and sitting down and saying, okay, let's see if this really works. And what she decided was she couldn't afford to personally go into that kind of debt. Her thought was that because she was remodeling her home, she could get a home equity loan, which she probably could, and she could have enough money coming in from the massage therapy to be able to pay the difference, what it would cost her to have this home equity loan. And it probably would have been feasible if she had been more established on her own and knew that she had clients that were going to be coming with her right away. The projections of how long it would take her to recoup any kind of money that she would put into this, because it was strictly going to be used for business, was too long.
Yeah.
Because it was not something to be used any other way in her household, there was no way that she could justify having this additional expense for the family.
She needs an incubator or an executive suite situation, doesn't she?
Exactly.
A business incubator.
A business incubator that would allow that kind of business there, or to be able to go into like a Pilates studio or something like that, where they had a room and they already have the setup, that she could rent that space on an as-needed basis.
Or the YMCA might even be able to help with something like that. The point we're making here, folks, is be careful. The key to every small business, no matter how old they are, how successful they are, but magnify that, put that on steroids like 10 times for the startup. You've got your capital. Every single red cent of your capital is precious. And you've got to use it wisely. You got to make sure every penny that you spend or invest or deploy is in the right direction.
Well, and you have to be able to protect your financials to figure out, after all your other expenses as well, are you going to have enough of an income, enough of a customer base, to be able to pay back that money? And how long is it going to take? How hard are you going to have to work for how long? To get the return on that.
When you're a micropreneur, when you're home-based, when you're a little bitty guy, you got to crawl, then walk, then run. It's just the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Beverly, give us your website. Give us your website, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
That's where you can find the 30-Second Commute, her book, and lots of other good stuff. Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Pleasure.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. right after these messages.
Things I can define. Occasions, fuss, wagons, clutter your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.